There's a producer called Donald, and he's over there. What are we asking everyone to try and have a guess at this morning on 087-1102-107? You're on the spotlight, go.
Okay, my question today is very relevant to me because I need my hair cut and I like my hair.
You do?
Yes, thank you. 22%
of just out in there.
That, wow, just, yeah, Cooper, wow, don't talk. They look in the mirror first. 22% of people say they've done this at the hairdressers or barbers. What is it?
Done this at the hairdresser and regretted it.
They've just done this at the hairdressers or barbers. What is that?
Okay, I've done this many a time, and that's just actually falling asleep.
Oh,
because you're so chill, and you just zone out.
You zone out. And also all the background noise. Like the blow dryers and stuff. White noise.
Kind of just blends in, yeah.
Blow dryers are in the barbershop, you don't blow dryer. He puts you in the back of the car, opens the window, then drives down the road, and that blows the hair off you. Hair dryers, not in my barbershop. What puts me to sleep?
Being
up at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And an hour's drive, and then an hour and a half drive down to me barber, and then just the pure tiredness and the relaxation of the... That's the scissors noise I'm making.
Yeah.
And, but he, my barber, Nick, absolute legend, when I do fall asleep every time, he will touch the scissors handle. Which
and
is
cold
off my cheek, which wakes me up every time. I'm Nick, stop, I don't want to sleep. But there's no point to me looking at what he's doing because I'm blinded as a bat. I have to take my glasses off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you ever leave your glasses there?
I have them there in front of me.
No, like, did you ever forget them?
Because you won't be able to see the door to get out.
Yeah, I won't be able to.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, it's that bad.
I literally cannot see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people have left their glasses in the barber's.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Another good guess, yeah.
Is that...
It's not.
Okay. Well, my guess will probably be, you know, when you just don't want to have small talk and they're just yapping, or just pretending you're actually listening. Like, for girls with the blow dryers, and it's very loud, and they're trying to talk to you and you actually cannot hear, so you just nod away.
You just kind of go, smile.
Smile.
You'd be signing your life away. You're agreeing.
I could be.
Yeah.
But the blow dryers are just too loud.
All right.
No, not the answer.
Right, we need some guesses on 087-1102-107.
22% of people say they've done this at the hairdressers or barbers. What is it?
Is this eating your lunch while you're getting your hair cut?
That's very rude. How do you get hair in your sandwich then?
I don't know. Our survey says this morning with our producer Donald, what is the question we're trying to get answers to?
Today, 22% of people said they've done this at the hairdressers or barbers. What is it?
Kevin says, is it fix the hair themselves after the haircut?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of given...
You know when you go in and you're like, oh, I want to like this, and that's the way it kind of like goes.
Yeah, and, to go with that way.
Yeah.
And then they don't.
They just do a different... That's not what I asked for, so I'll just fix it.
Yeah. That's very close. It's not quite the answer.
I usually go to a barber's with a hat on. I'm usually wearing a hat anyway, and so I'll take the hat off and sit there and get it.
And then they cancel the next appointment. This is going to take a while.
Get the shears. No, the bigger ones. I wonder, does the barber get hurt when I put my hat on straight after the cut?
Absolutely, don't you dare.
Like
do
offended, yeah.
Unless it's really windy outside and you don't want to ruin the quiff. I'm sure he'd understand. The quiff.
Is that what you call it? Some people call it a comb over. Some people call it a crib. Is it that?
No, it's not. No.
Is it lied about using products recommended? That's from Sarah.
Yeah, that's a big one for the girls. You are told, okay, use this. We recommend this. This is perfect for like hydration, blah, blah, blah. And then you just lie and say, yeah, I've been using it. I don't know why it's not working. Because it's too expensive to pay for. Yeah,
that's so true.
They're so expensive.
It's €75 for a 5ml bottle of that? Are you crazy?
Fantastic. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's argan oil from Spain.
No, it's not.
I tried that, to be honest.
The argan oil from space, I know. It's not that, no.
All right, keep
your guesses coming. 087-1102-107.
22% of people say they've done this at the hairdressers or barbers. What is it?
What is it? Is it Taylor Swift? Asked to hear Taylor Swift on the radio. You know the way you say, yeah, put on some music. It's not. Well, you should do. If not, we'll just play it for you. John, we're trying to figure this one out. There's loads of guests coming in on 087-1102-107.
Yes, 22% of people say they've done this at the hairdressers or barbers. What is it?
Answered a phone call while sitting in the chair, and you say, sorry, excuse me, I need to take this call.
Ah, Yes, that's happened with somebody in front of me in the queue, and then it's an extra 10 minutes added onto his haircut because you can't do the hair while he's got the phone to his ear because that'd be dangerous.
Yeah.
So dangerous, yeah, no, it's not the answer, but that's an annoying one.
Put your phone away.
It's me time.
Put your phone. Yeah,
yeah. It's like a nice haircut. Ritual. Just sit down, chill out,
read a book,
just associate.
Just
BRB.
Eat a sandwich. I don't know what else. I gotta keep coming back to eating the sandwich.
Sandwich during the haircut.
It's a very busy life. Okay, that's not it now.
No.
Okay, let's get one more.
Tell them that you've done a mighty job, and you walk out the door and you're going, oh my God, he has a butchered it. You probably tapped him as well. Liam and Donegal. All the best. God bless.
What have they done?
He has a butchered it.
Butchered it.
Butchered it.
Liam is right. Yes,
is he?
It's say they liked the haircut when they were in there and then walked out and they thought this is terrible. I don't like it.
Oh, I'm pretty guilty of that a few times. not recently though, obviously, because my barber listens and he'll butcher me. That's cool. Yeah, I suppose it's best to be honest though, because it's like, do you remember we were talking about if you didn't like food in a restaurant?
Ah, yeah.
If you don't like a haircut, tell your barber. Or can you? Is that still the same rule though?
Well, I think it is for girls, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think I would always be like, wait, can you trim a bit more on that side? Like,
is it like
I'm a bit uneven?
Compliment sandwich. Is it like this is good, but this, no, I needed this more this way. And
yeah,
this,
you go, I love it, but yeah.
Your
you
hair's lovely, but you've ruined mine. Like that kind of thing.
I would cry. Let me lift you.
Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Charmaine, we should have got you to sing the jingle as well. I'm trying to encourage people to do that. Good morning, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I am lit, as you might say.
Well, I'm trying to teach Cooper some...
No, you're not. We're trying to get you to stop saying them.
Yeah, but he's using all of them in the wrong context, and it's PMO.
Oh my God, you're such an unk.
See you later. No, just stop while you're ahead.
Okay. Charmaine, you did something which not a lot of people get to do. And usually you would expect a child to do this, maybe of 8 years old. But not a full-grown-ass adult. Please tell us what you got stuck up your nose recently.
A Pino's M&M.
That's amazing.
Fair play.
What colour?
Yellow.
Yeah, nice. My favourite. And why?
I was trying to show my son a trick. Do you know that Maltesers trick that you kind of blow?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You blow it up and it floats above your head, yeah?
It doesn't work with M&Ms.
Of course. Definitely not peanut ones.
No. The surface is different. The shape and size and weight is very different.
The weight is very different.
And so what did it do? Like, so you tried to blow it up and it just kind of fell and went up your nostril?
No, not as such. We were kind of messing around with it and I had kind of just lodged it just at the top of it to kind of mess around and it wouldn't come back down.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Oh, sorry for laughing, but... So how did you get it out?
Oh, with persistence, a lot of it.
Okay.
Oh my God. Was it sore?
It was, though, in fairness, yeah.
Do you any pics?
No.
Come on, you must have a picture of a peanut stuck up your nose.
No pics.
Boring.
Alright, do you know how to play Rhyme It?
I do.
Alright, okay, for anybody who's new to Rhyme It, what we're going to do, we're going to give you a word. You've got to rhyme every answer that we ask the questions to that word. Your word that you're to rhyme with this morning is?
Tan.
Oh, my favourite.
Out of a bottle or out of the UV ray sun one?
Oh, natural. All natural, of course.
You go, girl. All right, okay. Your 30 seconds start now.
It's hard for a woman to find a good what these days.
Ma'am?
When something is false presented as the truth, it's a what?
Scam.
If you quickly check through a document, you give it a quick what?
Scan.
The month before Feb is what? Sorry.
Yeah.
If something didn't fit in your car, you might hire a what?
A van.
If you were to quick fry something, what would you use?
A pan.
A baked open top pastry is called a what?
Time is up. It was flan. All right.
I really helped you there, Charmaine.
anybody else want to try and get Charmaine to stick a flan up her nose now? You got a score of 6. That's
my
pretty good.
My nose isn't that big.
You can fit a peanut M&M up there.
That's good going.
It is good going.
Six is a good score.
Six is a very good score. Good way to start the week. You have the highest score of the week. If it's not Ben, that means that you could win the entire contents of Una's drawers. Purple snacks and possibly peanut M&Ms. You never know. All right. Do you want to do a shout out to anybody? You want to say hi to anyone this morning?
A big shout out to my son Hunter, who's turning 8 next week.
Happy birthday, Hunter.
What a great age. 8.
And my partner Joel, who spent a whole night redecorating my sitting room for me yesterday.
Very good. Excellent. Well, listen, it's good to watch them while you, enjoy yourself and pop some M&Ms in your nose and just like. I've stopped now. All right. Lovely to talk to you, Charmaine. Best of luck. We could be talking to you on Friday, okay?
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. We are going to do Get It Off Your Chest now this morning. If there's anything that you're thinking, I need a little bit of advice in this, a little bit of fun maybe, 087-1102-107. We'd love to hear from you. Annalie, what is going on this morning?
Yeah, so we got a text in from Ash in Mayo. She says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I genuinely don't know if I should be concerned here, okay? Mm-hmm. I moved in with one of my friends from college recently and I've discovered something about him that I honestly can't get past. Every single morning, without fail, the guy has mushroom soup for breakfast.
Sorry, he's got what for breakfast?
Soup.
Mushroom soup for breakfast?
Yeah, mushroom soup.
Keep
for
going.
Breakfast, yeah, okay. Just casually sitting there at 7 a.m. with a steaming bowl of mushroom soup before work like it's completely normal behaviour. And to make things worse, sometimes he chops a what? Do you want to make a guess?
What, he chops something into it?
Yeah, a potato, guys. He puts a potato into the soup.
Mushroom potato soup? No.
For breakfast.
Yeah.
A breakfast spud.
Oh, breakfast. Well, you've had hash brown, so like that's a breakfast spud.
I know, but this is just a proper spud in the soup, I assume.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, okay.
She says, I'm just
trying to justify it.
No, there's no justification. She said, I've tried not to judge, but I can't lie, it's giving psychopath vibes at this stage. Does anyone else do this, or am I living with a complete menace? Ash in Mayo.
So this is probably the sound of the moment every morning. By the way, my coffee's gone super cold. Mushroom soup first thing in the morning.
I think the smell of that alone would send my mornings out.
I like mushroom. I like mushroom soup. But I don't mind the smell of it. I like it. Mushrooms. I like mushroom soup. Smells better than microwaved eggs do.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Una, if you're listening. Yeah.
That's questionable. It's soup, though. See, my whole thing is I can't have, like, lunch or dinner food for breakfast or breakfast food for dinner. Like, they have their set categories.
I gotta say, so you would never have, like, scrambled egg on toast with beans for, like, dinner?
Oh! No what? Way!
What? Really?
No, I think that's...
That's really bad.
One of the nicest and easiest dinners ever is like scrambled
lunch
egg on like
at a push, but dinner. Yeah. No, dinner can't be. Oh, that's perfect.
Actually, one of my favorite things is like when if you've a busy week and it's the Thursday, and my wife Lisa would turn around and says, "What do you fancy for dinner?" I'm like, "Don't hate me for this, but I'm in kind of a beans on toast type of mood." She's like, "Love it."
Okay, and beans on toast. Yeah. All right, but the scrambled eggs as well. It's purely breakfast or lunch
not
vibes. Brunch vibes right there. You can't be having that for dinner.
Of course you can.
My brain would be like, "Oh my God, it's morning
time. What time is it?"
Yeah. So would you be allergic to having cereal for supper?
Absolutely. Oh. Cereal is a morning time. You
this
can't have cereal.
This the third time
past,
I'll have to ask her to leave the building there.
No.
Cereal.
People have it at night.
I know so many people say that, but me personally, no.
Yeah.
It's like morning, breakfast, first thing.
Okay. Well, what time of the day is soup then?
Lunch.
Not as a appetizer for dinner.
I would have that. Yeah. But for breakfast, absolutely not. And especially not with a spud in it.
Okay, is anybody else having soup for dinner? Or, sorry, soup for breakfast?
Breakfast.
I think it's fine, because maybe they're on a training thing, because mushrooms are good for you. And
or does anyone eat weird things at different times, or weird combinations? Weird mushroom soup with a spud in it.
That's very weird.
That's an odd combination.
We have a get it off your chest this morning. Somebody's having an issue with a housemate eating soup.
Yeah, Ash Mayo says her housemate has mushroom soup of all things for breakfast. And what makes it worse is he puts potatoes into it, chops them into it for his breakfast.
I don't think that's weird, potatoes and mushrooms. Like, that's fine.
No, but that's not the issue.
Yeah, for lunch or dinner. Breakfast time though.
Just maybe it's his thing. Maybe he just like, maybe, I don't know. I don't, what are you saying? 087-1102-107.
Hi, iRadio. I'm just going to send a voice note in because I think, like, my idea is that, like, I also share a house, and I think that when you share a house with someone, you have to have a bit of openness to, like, different habits and different things that are going to, like, pee you off, basically.
Okay, yeah.
Because I could go into details on the many things, like, our housemates do, and I suppose, like...
Well, we have time if you'd like to send in the message.
That could be just part of his routine or something he likes to do. And to be honest, it sounds like he's a fun guy. Excuse the pun. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
great pun there. Love it.
Very, very good. Who was that from?
From Amy in Roscommon.
Amy in Roscommon, you legend. All right, so he's a fun guy, likes to have his soup and his potatoes for breakfast. I don't... Is it a major...
It's a bit odd, but is there something in it that you can have mushrooms on a fry and you'd have hash browns? So it's like, it's a different way of doing a breakfast option.
Okay, I see that.
Oh, yeah.
And mushrooms on a fry is like the most important part, in my opinion.
I agree completely.
Well, there's a lot of people now who would be very against it. I like mushrooms. I know them, but I know that there's a lot of people who'd be like, they'd be very much against having mushrooms on your food whatsoever.
Yeah, but what do they think about mushroom soup then?
Oh. Yeah, very true. Okay, keep your messages coming. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. Love to hear from you this morning. Excuse me, 087-1102-107. I know I said excuse me before I coughed, but that's the way I live my life. Who's saying what this morning, Ollie?
Ash and Mayo is saying that one of her housemates has mushroom soup religiously every morning for breakfast, and to make it even better or worse, some would say, he chops potatoes into the mushroom soup and has it for breakfast every single day.
Yeah, it's an odd choice for breakfast, but like, you know, each their own, everyone. Like, what's your breakfast of choice there, Donald? Producer Donald, what are you saying?
Probably eggs, poached eggs, if I could be bothered making a breakfast, because I normally just don't have breakfast and wait till 3 o'clock.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Can I say mine?
Yeah, please. Okay. I was just about to ask you. What's your breakfast of choice?
My breakfast of choice is either Weetabix.
Oh, yeah. Strong.
So nice. I've gone back into Weetabix. They used to remind me of like primary school, but now not anymore. Or Shreddies.
Oh, Shreddies.
I've been bringing Shreddies to work.
Yeah.
So nice.
Oh my God. Frosted mini Shreddies.
Oh, just not the frosted ones just I've been having.
I know, frosted mini Shreddies. I remember you used to get them, my eyes would dilate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cooper just made a great face.
Thanks very much. All right, Kate. So what are you saying? 087-1102-107. So is this normal to be having mushroom soup in the morning, or what's the weird kind of breakfast combination that you do indulge in?
Oh, God. Does he think there's a famine or what? There's more food than that. Mushroom soup. Jesus Christ.
There you go. That's what he thinks on that. Okay. 087-1102-107.
What are you talking about? Sure, I'm dropping Emily to school now.
Yeah, go on.
And the first thing I do most mornings, I'll stop off at Milroy's and see what soup they have.
What soup do they have?
And I'd love a bit of tomato and bacon soup now this morning with 2 cheese sandwiches for breakfast.
Tomato and bacon is
okay,
a soup?
I'd never heard of that.
That's crazy. I get the tomato and the cheese toasties together. I get that. But the bacon and tomatoes?
Tomato and bacon.
I've never heard
Surely
of
that's
that
not you can like, buy it, on the shelves, is it?
Well, obviously this place maybe makes it, but I have a funny feeling we're being gaslit here.
Okay.
Yum, 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 yum.
Get it off your chest this morning. Somebody's getting something off their chest this morning. They don't know if they should be concerned because their friend from college who they're living with has mushroom soup for breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that wasn't the effect I wanted, but anyway, it was more of a...
Yeah, that's more appropriate.
I don't think it's a big deal to be having mushroom soup for breakfast.
The smell and everything, like... Do you not just want, like, fruit or something fresh, and then you're having a big pot of mushroom soup with spuds in it?
Oh, having the spuds with it,
like, that's dinner.
Yeah, well, we did get somebody saying that they do like their mushroom soup, they do like their soup every morning.
Tomato and bacon soup now this morning with 2 cheese sandwiches for breakfast.
And what's that like?
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay. keep your messages coming, 087-1102-107.
Good morning, iRadio. Craig from Offaly here.
Morning, Craig from Offaly. Do you like your mushroom soup?
As much as I wouldn't eat mushroom soup myself. It does have its benefits, as mushrooms will keep you fuller for longer, and there is the benefits of the mushrooms being good to help with digestion and help certain benefits for your gut. But
what?
Mushroom soup is a weird one for breakfast, but it does have its benefits for keeping you fuller for longer as well. It's not that I would eat it, but I suppose different horses for different courses.
True. It'd be interesting to see. We don't know if it's cream of mushroom or just like a watery mushroom. Do you know what I mean? Like a nice mushroom. So I wouldn't be a cream of mushroom soup person. Yeah. Like, but like if you were to, do you ever go to your auntie Anne's house or something like this, and she's like, oh, I did vol-au-vents. I bet she's taking condensed mushroom soup and just put them in vol-au-vents after she. That's all that is. You know when you get a mushroom vol-au-vent, it's literally condensed mushroom soup.
You need the chicken in that.
Oh, no.
Chicken
not,
and mushroom vol-au-vents.
Not creamy chicken and mushroom vol-au-vents. No.
That is elite, Cooper.
Huh?
That's gorgeous. No. I'd have that for lunch or dinner.
No. You're as bad as the man having mushroom soup for his breakfast, you are.
No.
Yeah, Annalise like this. Hey, guys, guess what I have for breakfast? What? Mushroom and chicken and mushroom creamy vol-au-vents.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's you, that is. All right, keep your WhatsApps coming. 087-1102-107. Mushroom soup for breakfast?
Yum, 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 yum.
What's going on? This is a Get It Off Your Chest message that we got. Don't forget, if you want to send us a message, 087-1102-107.
Yeah, so Ash in Mayo got in touch with us. She was saying that her housemate every single morning has mushroom soup, chopped potatoes for breakfast. Interesting one.
I glandular fever in college and lived on either Weetabix or cream potatoes and cheese for any meal. Maybe a habit continued from an illness or something.
Oh, that's actually true. I can understand that. The poor lad just can't get past it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, is there any kind of food that I suppose that I loved? Because my mum used to make it for me when I would have been ill. Like one of my favourite, you probably all got to get icked by this one, but like a pile of mashed potatoes with, you know, tin spaghetti, you know, the spaghetti O's.
Oh, they're
yeah,
so
like,
rotten.
Instead of baked beans.
Yeah.
You just have baked beans.
With egg and sausages, but it was all just piled into it like...
Like a volcano kind of thing.
Pummeled into it.
And my mom was to make you better.
Yeah, and she'd like it. Because there was a... I used to read comics all the time, and there was a character called Desperate Dan, and he used to have like what looked like cow pie. So she would put like the two sausages in the side to make it look like a cow.
Yeah. And it worked.
Oh, yeah. And now I don't eat sausages. Red alert, mushroom soup. This takes me back to the time I had a hysterectomy in St. James's Hospital, and I asked for tea and toast after coming out of recovery, and the nurse said to me, we don't do tea and toast, it's mushroom soup and brown bread and tea or cereal. I refuse it all. Serena and Portia. Oh,
bless
my God.
Bless you, Serena. That's a rough one.
I genuinely want mushroom soup and brown bread right now. Oh, yeah, I'll be into that now. Lovely.
It's only 9:30.
Yeah, but I'm up since 3 a.m. So it's like dinner time. All right.
It's not a competition.
When I was younger, apparently I loved scrambled eggs and strawberry jam. No, I don't like strawberry jam and scrambled eggs.
Okay, hang on a sec. Strawberry jam and scrambled eggs? I get strange. Cheese on toast with strawberry jam. That is delicious.
How do you get that?
What do you mean, how do you get it?
On toast with... No, I don't mean... How do you understand cheese on toast with strawberry jam?
Because I've had it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't dare taste that.
You wouldn't dare taste cheese on toast with strawberry jam? I had it in a restaurant. I remember in Dungarvan.
In a restaurant?
Yeah. So
you paid money for that, okay.
Yeah, we were in a restaurant. It was in the tannery in Dungarvan. And like he's a famous chef. And this is on the kids' menu and all the kids got it. And I was just curious to taste that. It was delicious. It was really, really nice.
It's like that scene from Ratatouille when the... Remy, or whatever his name is. He eats the block of cheese with the strawberry together, and that looks divine, like the sensation.
Yeah.
But not strawberry jam and scrambled eggs or cheese on toast, no.
No, cheese on toast, you gotta try it. All right.
No.
Continue.
No, that's one thing for certain.
Go on.
Nowadays, I'd happily grab a bag of kale and just boil it up and eat it.
Boiled kale?
Alright.
I like fried kale with garlic, that's lovely. It tastes like...
garlic.
It actually tastes like popcorn. It's delicious.
Oh.
Or if I'm feeling peckish but don't want to eat too much because I'm looking forward to
a big meal later on in the day or something, I'll grab the jar of beetroot out of the fridge and a fork and just have a few nibbles of that.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm with you.
I would do that with pickles.
Pickles, yes.
Amazing.
Big, giant, juicy pickles.
Yeah, gherkins. Or even just the slices. I can deal with the slices. But the pickles beetroot is too far.
Yeah, no.
Fresh beetroot, grand.
If you can get fresh beetroot in your supermarket, it's so much better. Mm. Your life will change. But get rubber gloves.
Yeah, they stain everything.
And don't forget that you've eaten beetroot.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So you get worried later. Yeah.
There's the tip. Miss
the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Let's talk about mystery guests now. So mystery guest Mondays. Una's not been in today, but we did do this interview with this mystery guest just before the weekend because we knew that we needed to get it on. And Una wasn't going to be here, so we needed to have this mystery guest on. So we're delighted to talk to this mystery guest. And I am so looking forward to hearing this again because it's such an interesting topic.
Yes.
And a little bit risky as well. All right. You ready for it? Check this out. Mystery Guest Mondays on iRadio.
Hello, Mystery Guest. It's Cooper Noonan on iRadio. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are very, very good.
So the clues we have are that she's going on tour around Ireland very soon. She is absolutely hilarious. And has no shame.
It's Joanna McNally, isn't it?
She's also Ireland's most vibrant educator. Doesn't sound like Joanna McNally.
No, it doesn't.
No. I don't know.
Mystery guest, can you please reveal yourself?
My name is Jenny Keane. I am a sex educator.
Oh my God, Jenny Keane, I follow you on Instagram. I love you.
I leave you too, too. So.
Do you want to explain to us what it is you do exactly, Jenny?
So I'm an adult sex educator. I kind of basically do online workshops. They were the ones that kind of started everything off during lockdown. And so I teach, you know, education around anatomy, physiology, especially around like sexual issues. So if you're having issues with orgasm or libido or, you know, keeping the spark alive in a relationship. And then the other side of the workshops that I teach are a lot more fun. They're sex skills. So it's like upskilling in the bedroom, which is a much more popular workshop, actually. And then I also then have a tour. So I'm doing in-person events and I have a tour at the end of May, which is going to be very funny.
So what happens on the tour then? Like, are you, like, is it demos on stage or what?
Yeah, it's basically a mix. So, you know, it's looking at, you know, all the things that I teach, which is, you know, the anatomy, physiology, research, but it's really done through a mix of storytelling and a lot of comedy. Like, I did test of the tour last year. You know, I actually use humor in education because I think it's really important, especially when we're talking about subjects like sex, which can be, you know, sometimes really awkward or embarrassing, or, you know, feel a little bit like, you know, oh God, like I'm going to run away from here because this is, you know, so hard to engage with. But when you add humor into the conversation, it makes these topics really, really relatable, which I think everyone can get on board with. And it's like, we all have the same stories, you know, of like, I don't know, falling off the bed or something like that, you know, but like, so it's like making things funny, you know, and how do you...
Jenny, I just had a flashback. I remember actually accidentally kicking my wife out of the bed before.
Oh my God. How was that even? Oh God.
I don't want to know.
Jeez.
No, no.
Jenny, what advice? Okay, just say you get a couple who are in a romantic relationship for a long, long time now, and you know, the spice is just gone out of the relationship and they want to jazz things up a little bit. What advice would you give to them?
You know, first of all, I love to normalize the fact that like this is actually so common for all relationships, particularly long-term relationships. It's really common to go through states where we are connected and feeling like a team and feeling like everything's working and everyone's satisfied in the relationship. And then it's equally just as normal to feel states of disconnection and feeling like, you know, things are just a little bit lackluster, there's not much energy, whether, you know, you're not feeling much of a desire or your partner isn't feeling much of a desire. Mm. These things are really normal. One of the simplest things that you can do when it comes to sexual disconnection is add novelty. It's a really interesting, very easy way to put the spark back into the relationship again. So it's about learning how to introduce little aspects of novelty that can kind of break those habits up. So, you know, for example, introducing some kind of like pleasure product, aphrodisiac chocolates, or, you know, a couple's massage candle, or, you know, even connection cards. And they're like asking you questions that you wouldn't typically ask your partner when you've been in a relationship for a long time, because we take a lot of this stuff for granted. So things like, you know, what do I do sexually to turn you on? Or do you prefer lights on, lights off? And they could be the difference of making, you know, the situation with your partner in the bedroom satisfying or not satisfying. Doing simple things like this is a really easy way to kind of switch up your routine.
That's an awful lot to absorb, and I think more people can learn from you. Where can they find you? What's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram is Hello Jenny Keen, and then my website is o-moment.com, and that's where you can find like all my online workshops and the tour that's happening at the end of May.
Oh yeah, so this is the O tour. You're going to be in the Black Box in Galway on May 26th, the Ambassador in Dublin May 24th, Kilkenny on May 23rd, and the Everyman of Cork on the 20th, which I've just been handed this now, which is fantastic. And is this for everybody? Is it for couples to go to, or is it a girls' night out or a lads' night out?
It's for absolutely everybody. I have about a 60-40% women to male ratio, because men are always worried they're going to be the only one in the seats, you know, but it's absolutely not true at all. A lot of people bring their partners along, because it's great to be learning this information together in real time. So it's not one person learning it and then you're going home and trying to remember everything and say, here, this is what we need to do. I can't stress enough that this is just really good fun. Think of it kind of like a comedy show where you're coming away with like really practical, easy to implement tips that will absolutely change your sex life for the rest of your life.
Listen, very best of luck. It's been lovely to meet you, Jenny, and very best of luck with the tour. Thank you for being our mystery guest on iRadio.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.